Paul defines salvation this way, and this is the lesson for all of us before we go today. We need to really let this soak in. Salvation is when we have God-opened eyes. Not we open them. God opens them. Salvation is when we have a God-turned lifestyle. It's not we're trying our hardest. We're going to hold on and try and make it happen. We're really, really working on this. In the elder prayer this morning, it was so beautiful. One of the elders was praying. They're saying, deliver us from self-induced sanctification, trying to sanctify ourselves. Do you know what the Bible says? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Do you know what God wants? He just wants us to invite and allow him to do this. All salvation is me inviting, calling out for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. I can't save myself. I can't open my eyes. I can't turn my life God's direction. But if I will invite him to, he can. So that's how salvation is described, as God opened eyes and God turned living. Jesus describes salvation as opened eyes, turning, receiving, and being sanctified. Look at verse 18. Jesus saved Paul, and Jesus explained to him the miraculous events of salvation. And basically, what they are come out in this 18th verse. Now, I'll just track you through them so you can see them as we read through them. They're actually seven principles, but they're in six little phrases. So there are six powerful dimensions of salvation, and here they are. And I'll read them to you. Look at verse 18. To open their eyes. Each one of us is born spiritually blind. We grow up living lost and helpless and hopeless in darkness and sin. And Christ's death alone is all that we can cling to save us from our blind and hopeless life. Do you know what that's called? Regeneration. Regeneration is when God opens our eyes. It's when he brings us to life. It's when we are convicted of our sin and we respond and reach out to the God that is not more than an arm's length away from anybody that's ever lived on this planet. All 40 billion humans that have ever lived, whether they're pre-flood, post-flood, you know, pre-cross, post-cross, Paul said in Acts 17, God was always an arm's length away from every human. It's like he was always standing close by, waiting for them to respond to him and reach toward him. What happens when you reach toward God by faith? What happened to me in 1962 when I got on my knees and my mother opened the Bible and shared the gospel? God regenerated me. He opened my eyes. And all of a sudden, the Bible made sense. You know, tonight's going to be fun. We have a Q&A from our home Bibles, or our home groups. We're studying the book on prayer. And there are 13 wonderful questions. They're going to be fun. Do you know what one of them is? You know, how do you know you hear the voice of God? It's right here. Did you know that when your eyes are opened, all of a sudden the Bible makes sense? You understand it. Because the author lives inside. And he teaches us. 1 John 2 says, the anointing you receive teaches you. God teaches us of himself. That's what regeneration is about. Secondly, it says, in order to turn them from darkness to light. We were all born lovers of darkness rather than light. And redemption is when God lifts us up out of the pits of sin, sets our feet on the rock, breaks the shackles of sin, purchases us as his very own, buys us at a price, and so we want to glorify him. That's what redemption is all about. That's the second phrase. In order to turn them from darkness to light. Jesus says, I want to open your eyes. I'm going to regenerate you. I want to turn you from darkness to light. I want to redeem you. The third phrase, look at verse 18. From the power of Satan unto God. That is encompassing all the work of justification. When we're transferred from the kingdom of the devil into God's kingdom, we become the habitation of God. We're sealed securely by his Spirit. We're given a lifelong provision of his grace to empower us. That's the marvelous work that Christ accomplished. We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. And then Paul hears Jesus say the fourth phrase in verse 18, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. We're laden with deadly sins. Jesus said the worst thing could happen to anybody is they die in their sins. This is forgiveness. When all of our stains and sins and guilt are removed, we have a fresh start and a new beginning. And the fifth phrase, after receive forgiveness of sins, is, and an inheritance. We're impoverished. We are hopeless and helpless. We're clothed in filthy rags. And this is all about God reconciling and adopting us. John put it this way, to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. We're adopted, reconciled, no longer enemies. And then the final phrase, look at verse 18. Among those who are sanctified by faith in me, we desperately need what only Christ can give, purpose, meaning, usefulness, and hope. All of these come from our identity in Christ, and that's what sanctification is all about. Sanctification is the work of the Spirit using the Word of God to transform our lives, any parts we give him. Do you know what the fruit of the Spirit is? Love, joy, peace, gentleness. Do you know all those wonderful elements? They show which parts of our life God is controlling. Anything we surrender, love springs from it, and joy and peace. Well, we just looked at one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. It's when Christ explained the gospel to Paul. The impact of the gospel that we share is what I just read to you. He regenerates us, he redeems us, he justifies us, he forgives us, he reconciles and adopts us into his family. And he begins the work of sanctification. The question is that ho-hum? That's the Herodian response. Or is that the center of your life? That's where Paul was. He said, this event, when Christ did that to me, is the greatest moment of my life. I have never been the same. Has that happened to you? Or did you just join the church? Or did you join Christ? Because when you join Christ, he opens our eyes, he turns us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. We receive absolute forgiveness of sin. We have an inheritance. We are sanctified, and all because we're united by faith in him.